Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
I mean, he said, boy, that boy's a Christian. There's just something wonderful about that individual. Why? Because they made a decision of the heart to believe unto righteousness instead of believing with the head. Romans chapter 10, I want to start reading with verse 8. And I really love this because I feel like I wrote this verse. I didn't, but I feel like I wrote it. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which Jesse preaches. Don't that sound like me? Come on, doesn't that sound like me? It's the word of Christ. I got to read it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe Paul will put my name there as an asterisk or something. I don't know. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. Notice it's not far from you. It's close to you. Even in thy mouth, that's exactly where it's at. And in thy heart, that is, and what is that word? Not your opinion. Not any of that. Not what you think. It's the word of faith, which we preach. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, let me stop there for a minute. This is the first time that confession is put up exactly where faith is. Actually, it should be opposite. You should say with your heart and then with your mouth, right? How can you believe something unless it's not, if it's not in the heart? Yet it starts off that thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Let me read that again. Look at it. Don't look at me. Look at it. I want to read it again. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. So you got to believe more than a mental assent to the fact that he came to the earth and put on human flesh. There's something spiritual about that. So their faith and confession is now on the same line. He said, let me read it again. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead. See, a belief system or a belief must have a point to what it's believing for. Write that down. That's not in my sermon, but just put that down. In other words, when I'm believing, people always say, well, I always ask people, what are you believing for? Now, there should be something. It should be in three facets, spiritually, physically, financially, in every area of your life, spirit, soul, body. Three things, see, a point, something that someone can say, that's what he's believing for. That's the reason why I got so criticized over the airplane. Because I told you what I was believing for. Isn't that amazing? So it wasn't really an attack against me. It was an attack against the belief system. Do you see what I'm saying? Watch that. That shall believe with thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So that's a fact. I mean, that's just the way it is. Now watch this. Verse 10 is where I want to get to. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, or right standing with God. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So there, now verse 10, that's how I think. You got to believe with your heart, then you confess with your mouth. But see, God pulls confession up. That's why we say what we believe on the same level as faith. It's a direct link to faith in itself. Let me read verse 10 again. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. I don't know why some people are ashamed of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we could be ashamed of religion, because religion has done some terrible things, all in the name of religion. You know it and I know it. But you should never be ashamed of Christ, Christ in you. I was at Mac Hammond's, was it last week or week before last? I can't remember, preaching. And he always starts his sermons out with a joke. So does Joel Osteen. So I thought I'd repeat this joke that I heard, which I thought was kind of funny. This lady, she graduated from a very liberal college. She's extreme leftist, very liberal, and was proud to be an atheist. Totally proud. Let everybody know she was an atheist and had a degree of some of the greatest liberal colleges in America, you know, and things of that nature that used to be Bible schools. That used to be Harvard. It used to be Bible school. Yale. Princeton. That was all Bible schools. The deans were ministers of the gospel. Still, until they got smart enough to become intellectual. Somebody said, so she was a total atheist. She got a job to teach school before she could get to college to be a professor. So she took a job and she was teaching these high school students. So she got up, she mentioned her name. It was her first day. She said, told them where she was. She graduated from one of the greatest colleges America's ever produced, and that she was an atheist and very proud of it. And I'd like to know what you are. She kept pushing atheism. So she said, she asked this one particular person, what are you? And the kids didn't know what to say, you know, because it's a new teacher. So most of them were saying, we atheists too. They really didn't understand what atheist is, but they said, we atheists too, because, you know, they got a little ashamed. But there was one girl named Lucy. So when she got to Lucy, she said, now, Lucy, what are you? She said, I am a Christian. And the teacher said, why you call yourself a Christian? She said, well, my mom and daddy are Christians. My grandmother and my grandfather are Christians. All my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, we're all Christians. And the lady looked at her, she said, well, you know, just because your mother and father, your grandparents were Christians, don't mean that you have to be a Christian. You know, just think if your mother and father and your grandparents were morons, what would that make you? She said, that would make me an atheist. Ain't that good? I thought that was, if you're an atheist out there, don't get mad at me. It's a good joke. But does that make any sense? I like that. Praise God. I want to go back to verse 10 of Romans 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That thing is still funny. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. The title of this message this morning is Believing with the Heart, Not the Head. Amen. See, you don't need a heart bypass, you need a head bypass. Because you see, the world thinks religion is okay as long as it stays within these four walls. It's okay to be a Christian at church, but you don't take Christianity out into the workplace. Because you see, that intellect says you should not do that. You see, but your heart, if you're a person of the heart, out of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the what? The mouth speaketh. So really, everything you say is coming from your heart, whether it's wrong or whether it's right. So I want you to write this down if you're taking notes. The decisions of the heart are far more important than the decisions of the head. The decisions of the heart are far more important than the decisions of the head. Let me give you a prime example of me and Kathy in marriage. When I was dating Kathy, we were doing real well. I made a decision of the heart, or she made a decision of the heart, to ask me to marry her, which I accepted. She doesn't believe that till today, but she's wrong. But I did it actually out of my heart. But as I got closer to the date that I would marry her, I got a little nervous because my uncles and my father said, boy, I'll tell you about them women, son, they love shoes. You're going to work the rest of your life for shoes and everything else. Really? You know how they just thought they were just really putting it on me. So it kind of bothered me. I thought, how you going to take care of that woman? Because, you know, they don't eat much when you're dating them, but they eat a lot after you marry them. All kind of crazy stuff, you know. You know, just dumb, stupid things, you know. So, but with a kid, I mean, I was 20 years old. Okay, to make a long story short, I got a little nervous. So I walked up. We had a date one night, so me and Kathy, I said, Kathy, and she already had sent out, what they call those things, the invitations and all that kind of stuff. We were married at Holy Rosary Catholic Church. Had 22 people standing on the altar. Do you know how many? That's 18 bridesmaids and groomsmen, and 20 bridesmaids, and then two with the flower kids, whatever you call them, the flower children. You know, that's not the 70s. I mean, you know, I'm not talking, you know. The kids with the ring bearers and all that kind of stuff. Well, I said, Kathy, maybe we need to postpone this. Now, I had made a decision of the heart to marry her, but my head got in the way. My head started thinking. But Kathy was still in the heart. She said, it's either now or never. I went back to my heart thinking instead of my head thinking. See, your head can mess you up, even though you may think you're smart, and you may be smart, very smart. But you see, if you understand life, it's all about the heart. So the decisions of the heart are far more important than the decisions of the head. Why? Loving Jesus with the heart does something. What does it do? It changes people. That's what makes you a Christian. Your witness is more about what you do instead of what you say. See, the loving Jesus with the heart changes people, saves people, and remakes people. It does three things. Half of you say, boy, that boy's a Christian. There's just something wonderful about that individual. Why? Because they made a decision of the heart to believe unto righteousness instead of believing with the head. Because let's face it, sometimes we don't feel righteous. But that has nothing to do with what God's word says. So in other words, your confession must be equal to your faith because it's coming out of your heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the loving Jesus with the heart changes people, saves people, and remakes people. That's the point. See, it changes people. People get around me, I will change you. I've had some people say, don't get around people that are sinners, especially when I first got saved. Because before I got born again, I was a heavy drinker. I drank a lot. I mean, a fifth of whiskey a day. I'd get up in the morning, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and I'd start drinking. Now, that took care of, by 5 o'clock, the fifth was gone. And I wasn't drunk. You know, after a while, your body gets kind of used to what it can take. And then I'd start drinking at night and things of that nature. But when I got born again, the booze didn't fit. Kathy couldn't believe it. The next morning, instead of getting a swallow of scotch or some sour mash black bourbon like Jack Daniels, things of that nature, I said, no, I don't want that. Something had happened. Actually, it happened the night before on a Saturday night, and they offered me a drink, and boy, I'd have drank it like crazy. Terry, I didn't drink. I just, wham, I just slammed them down, you know. And I drank tequila as a dessert. And when you got to the bottom of the bottle, it was a worm. And you drank the whole bottle, you eat the glass. You eat the worm, you eat it. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. But what happened was it's God Christ with the confession of my heart changed me. It saved me and it remade me. And it's still doing those exact same things. I will do this tonight right out of Philadelphia. I'm telling you, I'm going to preach from my heart. It's going to change people. It's going to save people. And it's going to remake people. You see, that's what I'm talking about here. Believing with the heart instead of the head. When you understand that, the kind of belief that really saves is belief of the heart. If it really saves people, it's the belief of the heart. In other words, you're never going to get a divorce if you love with your heart. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. I'm talking about really with your heart. Now, people say, well, I thought I did. Well, that may be true, but when you know that you know that you know, not when you're trying to convince yourself that you know. You see what I'm saying? But when you know that you know, then you know. You know, you know it and you know her, like Brother Roberts used to say years ago. So when I know in whom I have believed, I know that. I'm not believing it. I went past that. I know. That's coming from my heart. I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he, I'm saying this from my heart, not my head. He is able. Because if I think about it from my head, I can't pay for all this. Now, this is already paid for. I'm talking about running Jesse the Planet's Ministries. I am the CEO, Chief Executive Officer. That ain't fun. It's not. Because I'm going to tell you something, but pressure coming from every which way, shape, or form. Millions of dollars going here, going there, doing this, buying that, plus the attacks of the world and the attacks of Christians. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. It's not an easy thing. See, everybody just thinks it's easy. All my people, they just get their checks. Well, now they don't do it anymore. They do it online. Am I correct, Wendy? It just shows up in their account. But somebody has to be responsible to make sure that's in that account. So you can get it in your account. Now it goes from God the Father, the Jesse, the Planets, to my staff. You see what I'm saying? And when you understand that, how do you know it's going to work? The heart. What are you saying? The kind of belief that really saves is the belief of the heart. So I'm not concerned about that. I'm really not. I don't worry about those kind of things because you see, I can't do that. So no use to worry about something I can't do. But I know what I can do. I can do all things. That's what Jesus said. See, that's believing with the heart. And it's nothing for this ministry to spend $1 million. I mean, Wendy's here, she's my financial director. You cut that check for $179,000, send it to those people. Is that right? Or whatever it was. Right? Yeah. All money's for this and that. She just said, you want me to cut it today? That's a lot of money. But that's just one little thing. That ain't counting all the other stuff. That ain't counting everything else. That ain't counting hospitalization. That ain't counting salaries. That ain't counting those electrical lights. Right now, that meter out there going, foo! And you know what? I believe it's so strong that I don't even know how much is being burned. And LPNL believes so strong in me, they keep it on. Isn't that amazing? I think, is that energy or whatever you call it? I call it LP, whatever. Them power people. Now, the reason why it works is because I know it will work. How do I know it? Not by my intellectual activity. Not about my range in research or my induction in reasoning. But by my heart. Because Jesus said, ask of me. Ooh. The reason why I'm on so much television, because he told me to go to the world. Then he said, ask of me and I will give you the nations. Them nations belong to me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get them. That's what I'm doing today. You see what I'm saying? So write this down. The powerlessness of the intellect to control life has a shameful record of individual failure. But when you start making decisions with that head instead of the heart, you're heading for failure. The powerlessness of the intellect to control life has a shameful record of individual failure. That's so true. That doesn't mean you don't think about your intellect. You should. But after a while, see, you get mixed up with your own intellect. I don't like seeing what I'm seeing in my nation today. I love this nation, but I don't trust my government. Because there's some people trying to add stuff and some people trying to erase stuff. Some people want to erase history, but history can't be erased because it's already been done. You see what I'm saying? Now, you know, and it's good to know even if it's bad so you don't repeat it. If I was the head of all the business schools, God is my witness, and I might get somebody would send me an ugly letter, but I would have every student at least once a year watch Schindler's List. Watch how mankind treats mankind because this mankind doesn't think this mankind is a man, but a rat. And you don't have a problem when you kill a rat. I would also have them at least once a year watch 12 Years of Slave. So you don't forget that you don't treat people that way because of the color of their skin. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to erase that. Now, I'm going to make somebody mad. I know there are a lot of people getting rid of all these Confederate monuments, and I understand that because, I mean, let's face it, man. Slavery is terrible. I mean, my God, Destrehan Plantation had a slave revolt. Go read about it. They cut people's heads off and stuck them on stakes out there by the river. That's, for you people watching all over the world, that's about 3 miles from here. All right? Well, let's just erase it. No, you know who did that? You know why we had a civil war? Now, if we want to erase things, let's be, I'm going to get somebody mad now. Ooh, Lord, I'm getting political. Then we need to erase the Democrats. Because the Democrats were producing race. They didn't want to get rid of the slave. It was the Republicans that were the abolitionists to trying to stop slavery. We forgot that, huh? But you know what? Just because you're Republican don't mean you're a good person. Just because you're a Democrat don't mean you're a good person. Just because you're an independent don't mean you're a good person. What makes you a good person is believing with your heart that Jesus rose from the dead. That makes you a great person. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, I don't have a problem with removing the Confederate monument. Hey, that's fine. I never did like the Confederate flag to start with. I thought the other one looked better, the ones we got now. But that's neither here nor there. I just know that's the past. I can't forget that past. So what I would do, I would make every student watch Schindler's List or 12 Years a Slave to prove to them, let's don't forget this, because if we do, we will repeat it. Do you understand? And we don't need to repeat that. You see, Nazism's intellect got ahead of their heart. And when you can just shoot 5,000 Jews in a ditch holding babies out of Eichmann standing there watching, there's a lady trying to give him her child because she knows she's going to die. So they blow the brains out of the child, and the bullet goes through the child, blows the brains out, and kills the mama. And you don't think twice about that? And to say this, I'm so glad that I've had the opportunity to kill 6 million Jews. Otto Eichmann said that. What caused that? Intellect. Because the Jew was no longer a person, a Judenrat. Notice you don't cry when you kill a rat in your house. In fact, you get mad at your cat if he don't. See, but when you declassify, you don't do it with your heart. You do it with your head. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching. Are you enjoying this? See, so what I would like to do is, if you want to erase something, let's erase all color. Amen. Let's erase all that stuff. Wait, they don't need to applaud. Let's just say, let's don't tell nobody what color we are. Why don't we just love each other? Well, you make it sound so simple. It really is. And if you can't figure it out, go to the nursery right now. They figured it out. The little black babies, the white babies, the brown babies, the yellow babies, the red babies, they're all playing. Why? Because they're smarter than we are. You see what I'm saying? Now, I believe in intellect, but it shouldn't be to the point that it declassifies people. When Jesus comes in you, something happens. I'll say it again, changes people, saves people, and remakes people. Write this down. In the conflict between the head and the heart will always have the last word. Makes no difference how bad things get in life. Eventually, the heart's going to take it over. And what's and going to change things. In the conflict between the head and the heart will always have the last word. Always. You see, when Kathy told me it's now and never, that was the heart speaking. When I said, yes, it's now, that was the heart speaking. It overtook that, see. So I made up my mind to believe with my heart and to bring my head along with me. You see what I'm saying? Because the heart goes beyond what your mind can think.
Thank you for watching today. I want to tell you about our April partner offer. It's titled The Revelation That Destroyed Satan's Plan. You know, the enemy knew that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, but he didn't know he was the Son of God. Oh, and I'll prove that to you in that word. The Bible says that if Satan had known, he'd have never crucified him. Isn't that great? There's great revelation in this message. Get your copy today at jdm.org.
Welcome to Glorious Moments. Jesse and I are thankful for the many people who are being reached and lives that are being changed by hearing the truth of the gospel through this ministry. Psalm 78, verse 4 in the NLT declares, "We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about His power and His mighty wonders." You know, people of all ages are writing to us about the glorious deeds of the Lord, and I want you to glorify God with me today as I share a few of their testimonies. This first one says, "Jesse is my evangelist of joy. I love his way of preaching. He preaches the truth, he does not make excuses, and he is full of joy. I live in Norway and I have been a partner to JDM for some years. A lot of things have changed for good since I have been following you. Praise the Lord. I'm learning so much about our Lord. I love you, Brother Jesse and Kathy. You bless me every day." I love that. Thank you so much. You know, the good news of Jesus could not be sent without the love and support of our partners. And it always blesses us to hear how God honors the precious seeds that you sow into JDM. And this next glorious moment says, "I love listening to all the chats, messages, and praise reports. I gave God a job last year, and to my surprise, I ended the year debt-free. Hallelujah. My love and prayers are with you both daily. Keep teaching and preaching the Word of God. No limitations." Amen. You know, Matthew chapter 19, verse 26 says, "With God, all things are possible, and He can and will do anything that you are willing to believe Him for." And here's one more praise report. It says, "This ministry has blessed me and my family for years and years. I love Jesse's approach and his love for Jesus. He overflows with joy from the love of Jesus. Laughter is a medicine. Amen. You know, I pray that these glorious moments have stirred up your faith, because we're believing God for Him to move greatly in your life too. God bless you today, and I hope that you have an awesome day. Are you ready to revive your spiritual life? My book, The Power of Prayer, is loaded with personal stories and biblically based principles that will equip you to start enjoying the abundant life Jesus died to give to you. You can tap into a clear line of communication with God that will reveal His plan for your life. Never underestimate the power of your faith-filled prayers to unlock the gates of heaven and provide for your victory. The Power of Prayer. Order your copy at jdm.org.
I am so glad you joined me today for this message. Let me ask you, what are you believing for? Remember, when it comes to standing on God's word for your life, you have to believe with your heart and confess with your mouth. For your faith to work, you don't need a heart bypass. Need a head bypass. There's a lot more to this message that you didn't get to see on this program. You want to see it all? Go to our free JDM app and you can watch the whole message there. It will bless you. I'm really excited about my product offer this month. It's Kathy's new book called The Power of Prayer. Listen, you serve a God that wants to hear and answer your requests. This book right here is filled with principles for effective prayer that works. Now, how do I get it? You just go to jdm.org for all the ordering information and you'll get it, and it will bless you, because prayer is the language of God. You need to learn that language. Partners, thank you for all the things you've done for this ministry. 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel. It don't get no better than that. With not one financial deficit. Why? Because you believe in God, I believe in God, and we get this job done. And that's what it's all about. So I ask you to be a partner today if you've been watching. If you're not, get this anointing of increase that's on my life. It's been on me. I mean, I've been debt-free since 1982. I want that to come up on you. But you got to get connected, and it's all done through seed. If it was done by something else, I'd say fine, but it's not. It's done through seed. So whatever you send is greatly appreciated. I'll get a soul into the kingdom for it, and I mean that. Father, bless my partners. Minister to them 100-fold, Lord. I thank you for it. I believe you for it. Excuse me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I enjoy praying for you. Thank you, partners, for all you do. I'm going to get somebody saved today because of your donation. It's going to come to pass. I'll see you next week, okay? God bless you. Bye-bye.
Life-changing. I mean, Brother Jesse just always brings an amazing word.
There's such a connection when you come here.
This is our personal time just to get vision.
Visionary conference full of faith, full of hope.
Come expecting, because your expectancy will be increased.
Don't miss Jesse Duplantis 2025 Visionary Conference, July 10th and 11th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
This is the same commission that we have today to continue to spread the gospel of Jesus, because that is the only thing that's going to change this world. They're trying to do it in their own way. They're trying to move us, everybody, away from God, but God is the answer to every problem this world has today.